What is good, world? You have tuned in to another episode of The Double Edge Factor. I am your host, Rob Manuel, and peace and blessings unto you. Before we get going, be sure to like, follow, and hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode. Or you can find The Double Edge Factor on linktree.com, where you will have access to all of our social media outlets. Today, I want to talk about speaking above your circumstances and the power of your mental narrative. What an incredible power we have to think and speak above our circumstances. You know, it's easy to let our situations dictate our internal dialogue and the words that come out of our mouth. But day by day, what I'm learning is that there's something transformative about choosing to rise above what's happening around us. Let me share a story that really drove this home for me. Years ago, I had this friend and lost his job through a major company downsizing. Now, so most people would have fallen into a spiral of negative self-talk and defeat, right? But what he did next absolutely blew my mind. Instead of saying things like, I'm unemployed or I'm stuck, he started telling himself and others that I'm in a transition to my next opportunity. Now, he wasn't denying the reality of his situation, but he was choosing to frame it differently. This reminds me of a powerful verse. Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You see, this isn't just some ancient wisdom. It's about a profound truth about how our thoughts shape our reality. When we think above our circumstances, we're not engaging in denial or toxic positivity. We're just actually creating a mental environment where growth and opportunity can thrive. Think about a garden for a sec. You can have the best seeds in the world, but if you plant them on toxic soil, they won't ever flourish. Our minds are like that soil. The thoughts we cultivate and the words we speak create the environment where our future will grow. I spoke a while back when on the subject of when I first started this podcast. The circumstances, of course, weren't ideal. I had no professional equipment, little to no broadcasting experience, and I definitely didn't have any followers on social media. But it came to a point where I had to make a conscious decision to think and speak as if I was already where I wanted to be. Instead of saying I'm starting out or nobody really knows me, I would say things like I'm intentionally building something meaningful and I'm connecting with people who need to hear these messages that I'm sharing. Here's the thing. Thinking and speaking above your circumstances, it's not about pretending everything is perfect. It's about acknowledging where you are and keeping your eyes fixed on where you're going. It's about being honest about your challenges while refusing to let them define you. And we will be right back. Today's show is brought to you by Polished Custom Builders, where they specialize in building your dream into a reality through custom home building, renovations, and interior design. Check them out at polishcustombuilders.com, where the most beautiful house in the world is the one that you build yourself. And we are back. Let me give you another example. Someone told me this story about a woman who's dealing with a chronic illness. The circumstances were pretty tough. She was dealing with daily pain, regular medical appointments, and a lot of uncertainty. But listen to how she frames her situation. She says, I'm not sick. I'm healing every day. I'm learning more and more about my body and becoming stronger. You see, that's not denial. That's just choosing to see beyond the current reality to something greater. This kind of thinking, though, it requires practice. It's like building a muscle. At first, it may seem funny, may seem fake to speak above your circumstances. But here's a practical tip that you can use. Start with your morning self-talk. Before you check your phone, before you look at your bank account, before you face whatever challenges you have for the day, speak life into your situation in your morning prayer. Instead of, "I'm so tired," try, "I'm recharging for a productive day." Instead of, "I can't really afford that," shift to, "I'm learning to manage my resources wisely." Instead of, "I'm stuck in this dead-end job," say, "I'm gaining experience for my next level." Your circumstances might not change immediately, but your perspective will. And here's the beautiful thing. When your perspective starts to shift, you start seeing opportunities you might have missed before. You begin to carry yourself differently, you make different decisions, and you attract different people and possibilities into your life. I've seen this principle work in relationships, in business, and in health journeys, literally every area of our life. When you refuse to let your circumstances dictate your internal dialogue and your external communication, you position yourself for a breakthrough. Remember, your current situation is not your final destination. It's just a chapter in your story, and you have the power to write the next chapter with intentional words and thoughts. Choose them wisely. Speak life. Think victory. Even when, especially when, your circumstances are screaming the opposite. This isn't about positive thinking alone, though. It's about creating a mindset that attracts solutions instead of dwelling on the problems. It's about building resilience through the way we process and express our experiences. So today, I challenge you to take inventory of your thoughts in your life and your speech patterns. What are you telling yourself about your circumstances? What words are you using to describe those situations? Are they really aligned with where you want to go, or are they just keeping you anchored where you are now? So start small. Choose one area of your life where you feel stuck or even challenged. Now, consciously craft a new narrative about that situation, one that acknowledges the reality while pointing towards the possibility. Speak it out loud, write it down, share it with somebody you trust. Just remember, thinking and speaking above your circumstances isn't about denial. It's about direction. It's about intentionally choosing where you focus your mental and emotional energy. Because ultimately, the way you think and speak about your situation today is creating a foundation for where you'll be tomorrow. This is your time, your story, your breakthrough is waiting to happen. Think above it, speak above it, rise above it. Until next time, keep growing, keep believing, and keep speaking life. This is Rob Manuel with the Double Edge Factor, and it would mean the world to me if you would share this episode with just one person. And hey, let's be more than podcast friends. Hit that subscribe button and never miss another episode, or find the Double Edge Factor on linktree.com, where you can join that email list and have access to all of our social media outlets. I will leave you with this, my friends. Be intentional with your words, your thoughts, and your actions, and always find a way to be a blessing to someone else today.